Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
I know it's a day late, but happy birthday.
Thank you. Not quite as old as 73 years, as per Nobby's Kitchens.
No. Now, that magnificent Easter egg basket I gave you, I've got to tell you, was from a sponsor of mine called Easter Egg Warehouse.
Oh, look, thank you. I have never seen so much chocolate. Oh, gosh. I'm going to show it to my granddaughter today, and I imagine her eyes will be popping out of her head. She's not allowed to have all the Easter bunnies and eggs, so I'm going to share them around with the kids in the neighbourhood and a few other people. Yes, absolutely magnificent.
Yes, it's valued at $100. I'm going to give away each day this week to one of our lucky listeners.
Oh, gosh, they will be thrilled. Yeah, it's truly magnificent.
It is indeed.
Especially for people who are chocoholics.
Now, what did you do for your birthday?
So my lovely daughter took me to Manly. I actually wanted to go down to Manly. I haven't been down there for a while. And, you know, there's been all this controversy about which is Australia's best beach.
Yes.
It was listed as number 7 by TripAdvisor recently, and Bondi was listed as number 23. So this sort of fight's taken out between the two beaches. But I've got to tell you, I've always loved Manly. I think it's very, very pretty. I think it leaves Bondi for dead, actually, between you and me. Anyway, we went to this new Hemi's restaurant, you know, the Merivale Group. They sort of seem to be taking over Sydney, building an empire of restaurants. It's called Papichulo, P-A-P-I-C-H-U-L-O. You know what that means?
No.
Well, it means gigolo, actually, apparently. And, look, it's a mix of sort of like a Brazilian cantina, a New Orleans bar and a Texan smokehouse. So they're into all this sort of wood-fired food and lots of ribs and smoking. We had the sticky smoked pork ribs. Now, I know you love pork belly. I know you'd love the ribs. For me, they were just a bit too sweet, actually. There's a lot of sweet marinade and a lot of sweet sauces that go with this sort of food. But I did absolutely adore the brisket. It was superb, you know, because it's cooked, it's long, slow cooking. And I actually didn't have any sauce with that, and it was absolutely divine.
Where is it? Is it on the...
It's actually on the Manly Wharf. So my daughter caught the Manly ferry over from Circular Quay, got off and, you know, it's just a short walk from the quay, and we met there. And it is really happening in Manly. Before I met her, I actually had a bit of a stroll around. Opposite the wharf, there's this Italian emporium. Well, not really emporium, but this massive Italian restaurant called Crinetti's. I know that they're also at Darling Harbour and Parramatta. They're also out at Castle Hill. It's got the most beautiful pressed tin ceiling I've ever seen. And they serve pizzas and pasta. And I saw huge jars of Nutella everywhere and magnificent gelato. And then next door is Madame Chu. She's the Vietnamese, she's the queen of the rice paper rolls. She's next door. And then around the corner, I went looking for Adriano because he used to be in Manly, but apparently he left there about 6 months ago. I don't know. I'm not quite sure why. I know that he's got an outlet in Waverley and the one in Balmain, also at the QVB. But I did find Adriano. Do you know where I found him?
Where?
I found him in Coles.
What?
You won't believe this. He's actually put out this range of Tim Tams. So now we've got Tim Tams by Adriano Zumbo. The salted caramel apparently is the one to die for. I haven't actually opened these yet. I've got an overflow of chocolate here at the moment. There's also a raspberry white chocolate version and a chocolate brownie Tim Tam as well. Can you believe it?
Well, I can believe it because I was mentioning earlier last week that Japan has introduced an oven-baked version of the famous Kit Kat bar, with restaurants around the country quick to use the toothpick.
You mean Kit Kat chocolate?
Yes.
An oven-baked version?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
gone
crazy.
But how about this? A review yesterday by Richard Noon in The Telegraph, which says the worst recipe ever for liver sausage pineapple.
Oh, my God. Liver sausage pineapple.
But it's not new. It's from a 1953 Better Homes and Gardens new cookbook.
Oh, no. Oh. Embarrassing. I can't believe it. It sounds like something disgusting. It sort of made this spam.
Oh, well, that's another story from New York. One of their leading restaurants claims they're having a lot of success with a recipe for spiced spam.
Oh, no. And, you know, if Adriano got his hands on that, he'd turn it into a salted caramel-coated spam or something, wouldn't it?
Okay, look.
Anyway, listen, Puppy Chulo is great fun. It's down there at Manny Wharf, so that's where I went for my birthday. And by the way, my daughter also brought a magnificent cake from La Renaissance, which is at the Rocks. It was the most beautiful raspberry mousse cake I've ever tasted.
Okay.
Yep. Now, all right, so now my recipe does not connect with any of those things. It's for a baked truffle ricotta, and the reason I'm giving it to you is because it's very easy to make, and it's using some Aussie products. We now make our own truffle salt in this country, and we produce our own truffle oil. And you just need a little bit of each for this lovely mixture with eggs and ricotta and parmesan cheese.
It's on your website.
SheridanRogers.com.au, and I still have spaces available in my kids' cooking classes on April the 16th.
Which is next week.
Yes, and the 23rd and the 25th.
School holidays.
Yep.
Okay, good to talk to you.
Bye.